I used to have fantasies that the only way I would be able to lose weight and stop binging would be to be put into jail. My name is Eliza. I'm 64, and I am a compulsive overeater, and I have been that way probably all my life. Binging means that I would start eating something that I would probably know that it's not a good idea for me, and it always happens when I'm alone because I don't binge in front of other people. It's not like I go out to dinner and overeat. It would be buying a huge quantity of carbohydrates and just eating until I get really, really sick. There's a momentum that starts, and once that momentum gets going, I can't stop it. It's like galloping horses or a runaway train. It's just that fast. Bagels would be definitely something that I wouldn't eat because I can't control myself around them. So if I was going to binge, I would probably go out and buy maybe like 4 bagels and cream cheese and a bag of trail mix and a huge bag of chips and a couple pieces of fruit. And, you know, so it's a plan. It's a plan. And then once I'm alone in my car, I would start eating and then I would get home and then I would bring it surreptitiously up to my apartment and I would finish it all. Even when I want to stop, I'd think, okay, this is enough. I can't. And if the food doesn't make me sick enough, if I'm not really sick, I will go out and get more and just keep going until I'm really, it's called being a volume eater. So I eat a huge volume of food. Once I get really, really sick, sometimes I will throw some away, but what I'll do is I'll just put like liquid detergent on it or something so I can't go back and eat it and throw it in the garbage. So I can't go, because I will go out in the garbage and get food that I've thrown away. So I will like put something on it that will keep me from eating it. The binge probably takes less than an hour. And it feels good going down because I feel like whatever problems I have in my life, it's like a release of this tension. I'm not tense anymore about that. I'm just in the moment with the food. But then once the food is over and I'm pretty sick and I know I'm not going to eat anymore, then the remorse sets in and then I feel bad. And then I say to myself, how could this have happened? It's like beyond me. Like I literally do not know how this could have happened. But in general, once it starts, it's fast. It works. I can't tell you how fast it is. It's just like shoveling stuff in and it just happens really quickly. I don't know what I weigh because that's a very bad scene for me to get weighed, because it just, if I get weighed, it's just, if I weigh what I thought I would weigh or less, it just means, oh, I get to go out and eat. If it's too much, then I get depressed and it's like, oh, I need to go out and binge. I can eat when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm down, when I'm up. It really doesn't matter, because what it's about, it's about like relaxing. And it's a form of relaxing that I used for most of my life. It's a way of zoning out. There's something about the repetitive motion and eating a lot of food that puts you in a place. It's like you kind of leave your body a little bit and you're just zoned out. And if anybody tries to interrupt me, like if the phone rings or somebody's at the door, I get really angry because I do not want to be disturbed. After I binge, it takes about maybe 5 days to get back to normal. Like it takes 72 hours to get the food out of your system. But for me, it always takes more than 3 days. I know that for 5 days after I binge, that if I feel suddenly uncomfortable, if I feel angry, if I feel like crying, if I feel really moody, I don't know if that's how I really feel or if that's because of the food. So it plays with my emotions for about 5 days. So that's a pretty big price to pay for a binge, for a 20-minute binge. When I'm doing all this, I'm alone as much as possible. I do not want to be with people. I don't want to be around people when I'm binging or after binging. It's like I try to be alone as much as possible. The white powder that you sniff up your nose, or the white sugar that you put down your throat. It alters your mood. It makes you a different person. It's definitely a drug. We just don't know it yet in the United States. The whole nation is a bunch of addicts. When I'm binging, it's like, it feels like you should reach this point where like, okay, that's enough. You don't ever get there. And I think that's why, even though I get so sick, I keep eating, because I don't get to that point. It doesn't matter how many chips I eat. There won't be enough chips. I mean, a lot of people have a bag of chips, like a small bag, and they don't even eat the whole bag. And then they fold it and they save it for later. It's like, I look at that and go, I don't know how you're doing that,